Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Larry Bluesting, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. We thank you so much for joining us on a Monday night. It's state championship week, and we thank Roger Harriet from St. Thomas Aquinas for joining us to open up hour number two. We go from one record-setting team to another. As we told you before, Roger Harriet's team has won five consecutive state championships. Well, how about going to your ninth consecutive state championship? And certainly Chaminade Madonna has been sitting on top of the world of football for a long, long time. Responsible for that is a great coaching staff, tremendous administration, and a head coach in Damian Jones. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations once again on heading back to another state championship game.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me.
A lot of fun to watch this team this year. Starting things off. I mean, people don't realize when you lose six Power Four kids, it's not the easiest thing to do to rebuild right off the bat. But you guys made the challenge, starting off with St. John Bosco of California, a powerhouse who's obviously had a great year, and then coming back against an Ely team that took you down to the wire, and obviously you had a quarterback change and a few other things. But since that Ely game, things have come into focus. A lot of adversity with quarterbacks and other players being out, but you guys have overcome it. Obviously, that's a mark of a winner. Talk about that and what it's been like this year. Obviously, last year in some instances, all you had to do is roll that football out and things took care of themselves. But this year, a lot of coaching went involved in it.
Absolutely, Larry. It was a different year, but it was a fun year. You have to lose to win. I tell my guys that all the time. Those two losses definitely put us in the spot that we're in now. It kind of woke us up, and, kids had to get better. And at that time, coaches had to get better as well. So it was a learning experience, man. And, I kind of like that because you have something to build off of. And these kids, they fought through it, And it was a grueling time, man. But I think we're stronger and better for it.
Right. And those early games, and obviously the game against St. Thomas, the game against American Heritage, pretty much got you ready for this. I mean, because you take a look at the Heritage game, you went in there with a quarterback playing basically his first game for you. And a lot of people were kind of we don't know what is going to happen. And certainly at the end, you had a pretty decent shootout with a really good football team that's also in the state championships. And then later on, going back to play a team like St. Thomas for the first time in 40 years and coming out on top and then beating a Monarch team and getting into the playoffs. Talk about that, because this team showed a lot of resiliency. Even though you come into this game 12-2, a lot of those games were made possible by a lot of these seniors and juniors stepping up.
Absolutely. And I mean, everybody always down the 1A football, but that's why we play the schedule we play, to prepare us for the playoffs and, you know, to kind of set the naysayers up, man. You know, we're a small school, but we like to play the big boys. And, you know, that's the fun part about it. And I also think the best to play the best, you know, no matter what classifications they are in, just, hey, good South Florida football, no matter what your record is, man. And South Florida is known for that and do a good job. So I'm always up for the challenge of just, you know, playing those type of games because, you know, it doesn't do anything but make both teams better.
You know, as I was saying to Coach Harriet before, senior class makes a difference. And when you have seniors that step up, you know, a lot of those younger kids follow. You had that this year with Chris Ewald is going to Miami and obviously Kamari Hall, who certainly came on at the end of the season and showed why he's, you know, headed to Middle Tennessee State. And you had Jakari Lewis. Trigg kind of like really made an impact for you in a lot of those tougher games when you, you know, where you were searching for a quarterback. A kid that I thought did an awesome job this year is Matthew Pointer. A lot of people may not have watched him, but, you know, he's on his way to FIU, and this is a guy that made so many key plays, especially in that New Orleans game that kind of, you know, that kind of turned things around in that game and gave you guys a huge advantage. And then Dante Simpson Jr. didn't play for a few games, but this is a guy that really came through and made an impact as well. Talk about that senior leadership, Coach, because I know that's very important.
It's very important, especially with guys that's been through it. A couple of those guys like Pointer and Hall were new to it, but Dante and Ewald, those guys have been there for the long haul and kind of know what it takes, you know, the summer on the Donald Brand football. But, you know, this generation of kids, they're a little different. They lead a little different. A lot of these kids don't talk, but they kind of lead in other ways, man, and everybody's watching them. So those guys have definitely done a tremendous job for us with moving forward with this season.
You started off on Wednesday evening. You guys are the first game out of the gate, 7:30 start against Clearwater Central Catholic, a team that you know very well. Talk about that game because, I mean, the last year you took their heart out real quick, went on to run the clock, same thing the year before. Obviously, this is a different Chaminade Madonna team than last year, but still one that has an opportunity to do some positive things. What do we expect in this game from Clearwater Central Catholic? I had a chance to watch them last week. You know, I mean, they've got some good kids. They've, you know, they're well coached, obviously, and certainly an opponent that nobody wants to overlook.
Absolutely. They're definitely well coached. Chris Harvey does a wonderful job with that team. And, you know, with us just coming in with the mindset is just to, you know, start fast, you know, and the last couple of years we've been able to start fast and it was hard for them to catch up. And we're going in with the same mindset.
Yeah, no doubt. You take a look also at, as we said, a lot of the underclassmen who stepped up this year as well. And, you know, coming in, as you mentioned, you know, guys like Kamari Hall, this is their first state championship, even though he's a senior and Matthew Pointer. You had a short week, and we talked about this on Friday. But I think this time of year, you don't really need to do that heavy practicing. You guys kind of like, you know, kind of rest up a little bit. Tomorrow's your walkthrough for the game. Talk about what today was and what tomorrow will be for these guys.
Tomorrow's definitely a walkthrough, and today was almost similar to a walkthrough as well. Because you're right, at this time of the year, there's not too much banging going on. Everything is kind of mental and just kind of preparing to, you know, what the football scheme is going to be for this week. You know, we made a couple adjustments on what they do and just trying to take away some of their key players and, you know, go in and start the game fast. So we go ahead and start the game fast. You know, we kind of feel good at and everything else gets clicking for us.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. For somebody who's followed you a long time since you were toting that ball for Hallandale, proud of what you've done and certainly looking forward to the kickoff on Wednesday evening at Pitbull Stadium.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Look forward to it as well.
Good stuff. Wednesday night, big game. Coach Damian Jones from Chaminade Madonna. Don't forget, 7:30 kickoff. It'll be at Pitbull Stadium at FIU. It's going to be an interesting game. Certainly that Chaminade Madonna's ninth consecutive state championship appearance in a row. That's crazy.